Hi, everyone. So today we'll take a peek at some of the events that are going on for the July 4th weekend. And for that, we get into the Journal Inquirer, their weekend edition. For the 4th of July celebration, you can celebrate the 4th of July with a fireworks show on Jennings Beach on Saturday, July 6, 9:15 p.m. and Jennings Beach in Fairfield at Benson Road. Greenwich has one as well at Binney Park and Greenwich Point Park on Saturday at 8 p.m. You can visit Ridgefield High School to see a fireworks show at dusk on Saturday, and they're at North Salem Road in Ridgefield. Stamford's 4th of July fireworks will take place Saturday, July 6, 9 p.m., and that'll be on Cummings Beach, Shippen Avenue in Stamford. Could also choose to celebrate with a concert and fireworks on the Orange Fairgrounds Friday, July 5th. The concert begins at 6:30, fireworks follow, and that's at Orange 525 Orange Center Road in Orange, Connecticut. In Hartford, they'll host a free Independence Day celebration featuring fireworks at Bushnell Park Saturday, and that begins at 9:45 p.m. Torrington Middle School will have a carnival and fireworks show to celebrate the 4th, and that'll be on Friday, July 5th, 4 to 10 p.m. Fireworks are due to be set off at 9 p.m. That's at Middle School Drive in Torrington. And the Rotary Club of Salisbury, they're going to host a fireworks show at Lime Rock Park Saturday at 6 p.m. In Enfield, Zambelli Fireworks will present the fireworks show during Enfield's 4th of July town celebration. That's going to be Sunday, July 7 at 9:45 p.m. And we'll have a bit more information on that Enfield town-wide celebration a little bit later in the program. In Madison, fireworks will be displayed Friday, July 5th, 9:30 p.m., for the best view, you should go to the town beaches along the East Wharf, West Wharf, and Surf Club. That's off of Dixwell Avenue in Madison. And in Simsbury, the Hartford Symphony Orchestra will host its annual Celebrate America concert. That's going to be Friday, July 5th, complete with a fireworks show. Concert begins at 7:30 p.m., and I'll have some more information on that, too. At Manchester Community College, they'll have a 4th of July event and fireworks show Saturday, and that's going to be at 9:30 p.m. at Manchester Community College. Alanis Morissette, she's going to bring her The Triple Moon Tour to the Xfinity Theater Saturday at 7 p.m. And I'm Yours and Lucky singer Jason Mraz will perform at Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater Friday, July 5th at 7:30 p.m., and that is in Bridgeport. So the English reggae and pop band UB40, they're going to bring their Red Red Wine Tour to Foxwoods on Friday, July 5th, 8 p.m. Japanese-born pianist Yoko Miwa will perform with bassist Will Slater and drummer Scott Goulding at the Side Door Jazz Club Saturday, July 6 at 8:30 p.m., and the Side Door is located at 85 Lime Street in Old Lyme. In East Haddam, South Pacific, the musical that tells the story of a nurse and lieutenant who start separate romances runs from, through August 11th. At times ranging from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's going to be at the Goodspeed in East Haddam. In New Canaan, the town players of New Canaan, they plan to perform Broadway Beat, a musical review, Friday, July 5th, 3 p.m., and that's going to be at the Powerhouse Theater in New Canaan. Artists Roberta Friedman, Joyce Greenfield, Sheila Kazmarek, and Kathy Kane, They're going to share their paintings, clay sculptures, and collages in their Praxis exhibition. That's going to be at City Gallery in New Haven, July 5th through July 28th. Gallery is open Friday through Sunday, noon to 4 p.m., or by appointment. The Shelton Art League, they're holding a members' art exhibition displaying its members' artworks in various mediums, and that's at the Raymond E. Baldwin Center. That's going to be through September 26, and that is in Stratford. And Keller Little Gallery will host a group exhibit featuring 19 New England artists through July 28th. Gallery hours are Thursday through Sunday, noon to 5 p.m., and the Keller Little Gallery is at 873 Whaley Avenue in New Haven. An exhibit showcasing letters and photographs of World War II Army nurse Helen Wierzerbe is on display now through the spring of 2025 at the Gunn Memorial Library and Museum. That's in Washington. The museum is open Thursday and Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And in Norwalk, the 8th Annual Norwalk International Cultural Exchange, NICE, Festival will be held in Oyster Shell Park Saturday, July 6, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. The one-day festival features dancers, musicians, food and art vendors from multiple traditions and customs. Free to attend, and that's going to be at 95 North Water Street in Norwalk. And again, that's Saturday, July 6. You can hear R&B hits at the R&B Vibes Festival. That's going to be on the New Haven Fairgrounds, Saturday, July 6. Gates for the festival open at 2 p.m. And the North Haven Fairgrounds, they're at 290 Washington Avenue in North Haven. In Bridgeport, the Beardsley Zoo will host shows called Sky Hunters in Flight, with shows every Saturday and Sunday through September 2nd. The show offers a close-up look at the abilities of various birds such as owls, hawks, and falcons. And again, that's at the Beardsley Zoo. Well, here's an opportunity to take a break from the hot summer sun and enjoy a fresh breeze during a scenic ride along the Naugatuck River. The Naugatuck River Scenic Trains feature historic passenger cars pulled by one of our vintage diesel locomotives. Excursions depart from the 1881 Thomaston Station for a 20-mile round trip through the Naugatuck River Valley. Passengers will have the opportunity to enjoy the beautiful scenery as the train glides over bridges and around curves following the river between Thomaston and Waterbury. All excursions will make a stop at Fascia's Chocolate Factory, where passengers will be given time to disembark and visit. The Naugatuck River Scenic is one of two excursions where children's tickets are available free this summer with the purchase of an adult ticket. Just use the promo code NAUGKIDS, NAUGKIDS, when buying tickets online. The admission price, coach is $18 to $20, premium coach $25 to $30. If you prefer the lounge, that's $32 to $35. And again, the children's coach tickets are free with an adult purchase. Just use that NAUGKIDS code at checkout. So the location is the Railroad Museum of New England. That's at 242 East Main Street in Thomaston. And that runs select Fridays and Saturdays, noon to 2 p.m., with an 11 a.m. departure only on July 13th. So you might want to give them a buzz or check their website. You could also email them at info@rmne.org. In East Haddam, Jerry's Pizza Truck we'll be serving up dozens of different pizza varieties as well as gelato, and you can wash it down with all-you-can-drink delicious and refreshing hard cider. hard cider ice cream float, anyone? Those are included, too. Start up a game of cornhole, stretch out in the grassy field, or cozy up by the fire pit, and enjoy the afternoon while you eat and drink your fill. This is a ticketed event. Spaces are limited. Get your tickets now. They cost $50 per person, $25 for all designated drivers. And this all happens at the Yankee Cider Company. They're at 23 Petticoat Lane in East Haddam. And although the event itself is ticketed, the cidery becomes open to the public at 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. So if you miss out on the event tickets, you just come by and join us then. A little bit more on that NICE Festival, too, in Norwalk. The NICE Festival series celebrates the rich global heritage and culture so evident in the music, food, art, and talent of which we in Norwalk are so proud. Festival hosts dancers, musicians, food and craft vendors from multiple traditions and customs and encourages the community to spend the day together. The day-long event, filled with an abundance of cultural experiences across two stages and more than 50 vendors offering a wide array of international cuisine, arts and crafts, and community services. The program is rich in folk and traditional performances from multiple customs to include live dancers with origins in flamenco, Asian, African, Latin, and more. Live music includes rock, reggae, rhythm and blues, Latin, folk, and music across all genres. It's all hosted by the Norwalk International Cultural Exchange. And again, that's going on at Oyster Shell Park at North Water Street in Norwalk. And that runs July 6 from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Oh, and a little bit more, too, on that Salisbury Rotary Club fireworks display and celebration. That's going to be held at Lime Rock Park in Lakeville, Connecticut, on July 6. The fireworks begin at dark around 9:15, and both the infield and outfield are open. So you can spend an evening at the racetrack enjoying live music, food trucks, family activities, and, of course, their larger-than-life fireworks display. The rain date for that, by the way, is July 7th. All the proceeds benefit local scholarships, community gifts, and international service projects of the Rotary Club. And a bit more detail on that HSO concert called Celebrate America. It's going to be led by esteemed Hartford Symphony Orchestra music director Carolyn Kwan. And this patriotic extravaganza is accompanied by a spectacular fireworks display following the concert. And if a rain date is needed, it is Saturday, July 6th. And joining the orchestra for this special occasion is the renowned percussionist Ed Fast and his Conga Bop Latin Jazz Septet, adding their unique flair to the festivities. Ed Fast, a familiar face in the Hartford region and Hart School alumnus, he's a versatile percussionist, is comfortable sitting in with the HSO as he is touring with premier Broadway road shows or gigging in bands accompanying big-name favorites. His Conga Bop Septet is known for its simultaneously lighthearted and hard-swinging Latin jazz, and will add an additional layer of excitement to the program. Now, you can purchase tickets in advance for the concert at hartfordsymphony.org, or you can call them at 860-987-5900. You can also pick them up in person at the Bushnell Box Office in Hartford, Monday to Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again, that's going to be at the Simsbury Meadows. And the gates open at 6. And the concert will begin at 7:30 p.m. Again, that's July 6. In Niantic, it's one of New England's finest artists and crafters displaying their creations of juried fine arts and crafts, as well as a food court featuring a variety of food trucks serving delectable summer delights. That's the Niantic Lions annual arts and crafts show and food truck court. That's going to be July 6 and 7. So you can experience paintings, photography, pottery, jewelry, woodworking, and paper products. And that's all on the East Lyme Town Hall grounds. And the Nyanic Lions are also sponsoring a food court featuring a variety of food trucks serving delectable summer delights to satisfy the most finicky of palates. And, of course, famous Lions kettle corn will be on hand. It's free parking and shuttle service, too. No pets, please. It's been a family tradition in Nyanic for over 50 years. So, again, that's going to be July 6 and 7. And the location for that is the East Lyme Town Hall in Green, which is Route 161 in Nyanic. And the Heroes of Steel Car Show, that's at Lyman Orchards in Middlefield on July 7th. The car show is, again, Sunday, July 7th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., with a salute to the flag ceremony at 2 p.m. It's free for spectators to attend. Proceeds to the show benefit the United Steelworkers Veterans of Steel District 4. So you can make it a day and participate in the other activities, including yard games, video games, and face painting. And don't forget to stop into the Apple Barrel Farm Market for delicious food and drinks, including lunch and treats. There's also a 50-50 raffle during the car show. And again, it is free for spectators. And that's at the Lyman Orchards Apple Barrel Farm Market. And they are in Middlefield. And a bit more, too, on the Hartford Bonanza 2024, which is going to be Saturday, July 6. It's Hartford's free Independence Day celebration, featuring Hartford-centric entertainment, art, culture, food, and fireworks. It's going to be in Bushnell Park. Hartford Bonanza is a free festival, features live music, artistic performances, local vendors and artisans, food trucks, beer gardens, family-friendly activities, attractions, and a traditional fireworks display. It's more than just a sum of its parts. Hartford Bonanza is the culmination of what makes our city great. It's the celebration of the community and the people that call Hartford their home, and acts as a showcase for the diverse and vibrant cultures within the city. So Hartford Bonanza 2024 will include 4 live performances, more than 30 local vendors, over a dozen food trucks, 2 beer gardens, and a cross-section of other community partners and small businesses from all over the state. Bushnell Park Carousel, that'll be open from noon to 8 p.m., and the Hartford Bonanza, well, that kicks off at 4 p.m., culminates in the talented musicians all jamming on stage to herald in the region's biggest fireworks show, which is set to go off at 10 p.m. And again, admission is free at Bushnell Park. Hey, now this specifically on Thursday, July 4th, at the Levingwell House Museum, and that's in Norwich at 348 Washington Street, calling all patriots to be revolutionary. Celebrate Independence Day at the Levingwell House Museum, Thursday, July 4, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The day begins at 10 a.m. With BSA scouting groups raising the 13-star Betsy Ross and Live Free or Die Sons of Liberty flag. At 10:30, Colonel John Durkee will speak of the Intolerable Acts of 1774, then the local perspective from businessman Elias Bliss, or rather Elias Bliss. At noon, Brown's Company of Artillery will join for some cannon fireworks. The Declaration of Independence will be read, and you can add your signature and even enlist in the militia with Colonel Leffingwell. Inside the museum, see and read original documents, letters, and newspapers from the Revolutionary era. See their annual display of historic flags. Learn about the pension request made by Joshua Yeomans of Norwich, and read original letters from the Battle of White Plains, which was written by Zephaniah Bliss to his brother Elias in Norwich. Discover the connections between Norwich and the Revolutionary War. Feel the pride of being an American as we celebrate Independence Day. The admission to the Leffingwell House Museum is $8. Children 5 and under are free. And the museum is located at 348 Washington Street in Norwich. And again, that is July 4th, Thursday. And on that same day, again, July 4th, at the Stamford History Center, Rick Peterson will once again recreate the atmosphere of 1776 Stamford in proclaiming the words of the Declaration from the steps of Stamford's oldest dwelling, the Hoyt Barnum House. And he's accompanied by Frederick Douglass and Elizabeth Cady Stanton to give their history-making speeches, and there will be a replica of George Washington's tent. So kick off your July 4th celebration in the proper spirit, and that's at the Stamford History Center. That's 1508 High Ridge Road in Stamford, and that's from 10 a.m. to noon on Thursday, the 4th of July. And now we'll get a little bit more info on Enfield's 4th of July Fest, as that returns this weekend. Get your red, white, and blue out for Enfield's Patriotic Party beginning Friday, July 5th, culminating in a fireworks extravaganza to end the night Sunday, July 7th. Organized annually by a group of volunteers making up a nonprofit, the events promise something for everyone. Estimated to be attended by about 50,000 people each year, highlights include a series of free concerts headlined by Led Zeppelin tribute band Kashmir, featuring Gene Violet on Saturday night. Other local favorites will also return, as well as a battle of the bands and patriotic music on Saturday. Other events include a festive parade, Independence Day 5K, basketball and soccer tournaments, a car show, a craft fair, tons of food options, and more. The events take place at Enfield's Town Green beginning Friday at 5 p.m. with the opening of Planet Pro Wrestling competitions at the wrestling ring on the basketball court. The children's area and teen zone will also open for fun for the kids. A Jaws of Life extrication demonstration will also be offered by local fire departments. Taste of Enfield, spotlighting the best bites Enfield has to offer, opens Friday at 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. A beer garden will also offer treats for the thirsty. On Saturday, July 6, events start at 10 a.m., with the Independence Day 5K and end with Kashmir featuring Gene Violet on the USA Waste and Recycling stage at 9:30 p.m. The Independence Day Parade, that steps off on Saturday at 11 a.m. from Old Enfield Town Hall, that's at 1294 Enfield Street, and proceeds to the Town Green. Also on Saturday, the Enfield Crafters Marketplace opens at 10 a.m., runs until 5. There are also fencing demonstrations planned for 3 p.m., and Phantom Sheep Players will perform improv skits at 3:30 in the afternoon. On Sunday, July 7, festivities start at 10 a.m. with the Mopars in Motion, that's a car show, and the soccer tournament, and will end with the fireworks display at 9:45 p.m., and that's put on by Zambelli Fireworks. In between, don't miss a canine demonstration by the Enfield Police Department at 12:30 p.m., musical entertainment, a disc golf putting game, and the presentation of the 2024 Patriots Award on the USA Waste and Recycling stage at 6:30 p.m. The events are all free. The food trucks are not. Food trucks will operate on a cash for tokens process. If you have tokens from last year, they are still good to use this year. In addition to first-come, first-served street parking, parking is available at the Enfield Square Mall area outside the former Sears department store. Shuttle buses will be running from that location to the Town Green. Friday and Saturday, additional parking will be located behind Town Hall at 820 Enfield Street. All right, well, that sounds like a fun-filled 3 days. in Enfield. And before we go, we'll take a quick look at some upcoming concerts in the area. July 9th, Rhode Island folk rock band Deer Tick will bring songs like 20 Miles, Ashamed, and Forgiving Ties to the Warehouse at Fairfield Theater Company, July 9th again, that is. Tickets are $30 for members, $35 for non-members. The Warehouse at Fairfield Theater Company is at 70 Sanford Street in Fairfield. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo, that's July 19th. Legendary rock frontwoman Pat Benatar bringing her classic hits like Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Love Is a Battlefield, and Heartbreaker to the Premier Theater at Foxwoods, July 19th. Tickets start at $61.65. And again, that's the 19th at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And Grammy Award-winning Pakistani-American singer Aruj Aftab will perform her style of minimalist jazz. That's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse, July 23rd. And tickets for that start at $30. And July 13 to 14, the Connecticut Pickle Festival. Pickle martinis, pickle pizza, and pickle shaved ice are just a few dishes that'll be served at this Berlin Festival. General admission for one day is $29.99, with both higher-priced VIP options and less expensive late-in-the-day tickets available. And again, the Connecticut Pickle Festival will be at the Berlin Fairgrounds in Berlin. There'll be a Caribbean Rum and Food Festival for those 21 and over, featuring cocktails, music, and crafts, in addition to rum and food, and that's going to be at New Britain Stadium on July 20th, the Caribbean Rum and Food Festival. And finally, the New England Taco Festival. That's going to be July 27 and 28. In addition to all manner of tacos, this festival is serving mariachi performances, donkey rides, and a mechanical bull. General admission starts at $19.99. The New England Taco Festival is going to be at the Guilford Fairgrounds. And again, that's July 27 and 28. Well, and that's going to wrap us up for a quick peek of some weekend events that are coming up for this July 4th weekend and a little bit later in July as well. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.